I like meat.
Oh, do you?
Okay.
In great quantities.
Really?
Oh. In and around my mouth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast episode. Drum roll. 50!
Yay! It's our 50th anniversary.
Yeah, I've made it to 50. Woo. I don't look bad for 50.
No, you look 60.
Thank you very much. This is a 50th podcast. We're doing well. That's half a century.
Yes.
Yeah.
Half a century of podcasts.
That is quite good. That is quite good. We're very, very excited. We're going to be giving back to you guys because we're just so excited.
Really?
Really?
That doesn't sound like you.
Well, you know, because when we were in the office, we were saying, what should we do? And then Chris was like, oh, should we do 30%?
Yeah.
And you were like, no, that's nice.
Yeah, we'll only give them
10%.
Yeah.
And then because you're a hard-nosed businessman.
I don't think you should be saying this. You're still recording on the podcast.
Oh, God. Shit on it.
We'll have to cut that.
We will.
We won't.
Trim it up. Right, before we get into the 50th ever Automatics podcast, I think this is more podcasts than we did on Car Throttle.
I don't think you did that many on Car
Throttle. No, I think we got up to like maybe 30 or 40.
Yeah, I think you're in your 30s.
Yeah. So,
didn't you do podcasts at Car Throttle at Mike Brewer's house?
No.
You did it at Mike Brewer's gaff.
Can you stop with your foot tapping?
Sorry.
The ADHD is flared up
it's
so
flared
massively.
Right up today.
We did it in Mike Brewer's unit in Leamington.
Yeah.
Which is literally 5 minutes from Gareth's house.
I thought that was his house.
That's why Gareth was on all the podcasts.
It was. Yeah. He didn't charge 45p a mile. Anyway, a massive hello to, this is bizarre. Gareth, not that Gareth. Gareth listening from the impound lot after police took his Audi A5. We've got lecturer Beth Rose at South Staffordshire College in Lichfield. Gavin listening while camping and researching how to import Taylor's Alpina into Australia. He wants to import it.
Mm.
Your 320D. Or does it probably means the old one?
You don't be rude.
Oh, sorry. We've got Tom Morris fitting his new head unit on his BMW E92. Nathan Homer packing his bags ahead of RAF officer training. Mark Burgess driving to work in Stalybridge. Lewis from Bigfoot Transport, who's just recovered my 530D en route to a garage for a timing chain fix. My 530D.
What are you doing with it when it's done?
I'm going to sell it to Chris. Chris from merch, yeah. He's going to buy it for cheap.
Oh, so he's sticking around?
He's going to stick around, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I literally said, I'm not selling it to anyone I don't know.
Okay.
Because
it's that broken.
I'm sentimental.
Yeah. So what? No one's stupid enough to buy it.
I want to see their misery when it breaks down again.
Oh, okay.
Just so I can point
at that what you do with Big Pete?
That's what I do with Big Pete.
Yeah.
How is Big Pete? We'll get on to that.
That requires a segment in itself.
We also have Mandeep, who just got out of hospital due to a mystery shoulder injury. Owen from Yorkshire, listening while fitting coilovers on his BMW 320D. Forestry worker Yanis in Latvia. Callum Duffy, fixing paintwork on Scania lorries in the Scania factory in Sweden. We've got Kai from South Wales, listening on his way to college. Stevie and Charlie, overlanding for a month in Portugal. And
Rory! Mum, Jackie!
All right, Mum.
How's Jackie? Was she up to?
Oh, she's probably working today.
Can we call her?
No, she'll be in surgery.
Shall I call her? I'll call her on a burner phone.
She's got a second phone, you know?
She's got one of them Motorola's.
Yeah, she's like Walter White, except not for drugs.
They're not allowed their phones.
Jesus Christ.
What?
They're not allowed their phones.
Are they not?
No.
Jackie is.
No.
She keeps it in her pocket.
No, well, of course she does. She listens to the podcast.
She does, yeah. During surgery.
They're
just putting them down and she's like, all right, everybody, just want to pause for a second.
Because that's how my mom sounds.
Because it's the best one, you know that.
Are we still talking about Jackie or Mark McCann?
No, because then I'd be talking about Turkey.
Jesus Christ.
Got to get my teeth done again.
Jesus Christ. Right. I've heard it all now.
Isn't it? It's funny that, isn't it? Mm. Anyway, to all the people I've just shouted out because they wrote in at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
That was unfair.
That was unfair.
Rory needs a new set of glow plugs because he ain't warming up this morning.
He's pretty cold in here.
Yeah. How was your lunch?
It was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you eating sushi?
Because I like sushi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, Rory, you're on a diet because you're fat. And you were like, yeah, I'm on a diet.
I'm on a diet.
Are you actually on a diet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just want fancy sushi.
You fucking Jesus.
Oh. What?
Yeah, who's been sick?
I got proper chunky.
I think in the last month you've got quite a bit of chunk on you.
Looks like someone stuck an airline up his ass.
I'm not sure that medium jumper is going to fit you much longer.
I'm busting out. I'm getting fat and my muscles
before
have just
it used to be
disappear.
The arms that were stretching. Now it's the gut.
Yeah. I'll make you stretch. What? anyway, like I was saying to everyone who wrote in and I just shouted out, we want to give back because it's obviously 50 podcasts. We're super, super excited. So to all of the people that we shouted out, we're going to give you guys a free Autonics keychain to celebrate 50 podcasts. So Jackie, you're going to get a free podcast keychain, not podcast keychain, just keychain.
Just a keychain.
Yeah. And Lewis as well. I pay him actually handsomely. In money, he'll have to buy one. We'll give him a discount code. Okay. Which leads me very nicely onto the topic that we also have limited edition podcast merchandise to celebrate 50 or times podcasts, which you can also buy on the shop. Shall we check out the merch?
I didn't know about this.
Chris has just sent it
Did
on
you
Slack.
Did you not know about this?
No.
You never check anything on Slack.
Right, come here.
I'm busy.
Look, have a look. So this is the back of the t-shirt, right?
Oh.
So you see that's Phil and there's a little podcast man there and it says, and Rory's mum, Jackie, in there as well. So that's the back, that's the front. And then we've got Rory's stolen motorbike on this t-shirt and it says, and Rory's stolen motorbike. And then that's the front.
So, I like those.
We've got very, very limited edition podcast t-shirts that we would love for you to buy to support the podcast. What's more, we're also going to give the first 50 orders of anything. You don't have to buy the podcast t-shirts, but we'd love if you did. The first 50 orders get not 10, but 20% off.
That's Who's the first that? Time we've ever done that.
That is the first, 20% off.
That's first time.
Yeah. So if you'd like to buy any Autonics merchandise, keychains, stickers, the High Mileage Hero stickers are doing really, really well.
Yeah.
If you've got a car with 1, 2, 3 or more 400,000 miles, then represent, show it some love with a sticker and you will get 20% off. We need a code. So, you know that little podcast symbol that I showed you? The little man, the little mic man. What do we want to call
Jeff.
Him? Jeff.
Jeff?
Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff.
How do we spell Jeff?
Jeff.
Let's keep it simple.
J-E-F-F. Jeff.
Jeff. Use code Jeff, J-E-F-F, if you want to get 20% off anything on the Autonics website.
Isn't that little man like a microphone?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you call him Mike the microphone?
Because I've just said Jeff. J-E-F-F.
And his name's Jeff.
Jeff. His name
Jeff.
Is Jeff.
You can't. Sure.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like me calling you Camilla.
It'd be like me calling you
Camilla.
Fat. Oh, no, that's correct.
Oh. Pot kettle fat. Pot kettle fat.
Yeah,
look
but I'm
you.
Allowed to call you fat because I've always been fat. Mm. But you're newly fat, so you have to be abused.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. Mm. I'll take that. Right, let's move on. What have we been up to? It's been an exciting week. Has it been an exciting week?
I went to Albania.
Well, hold on. Oh. I'm not starting with you.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Taylor because we actually...
But I went to Albania.
No one cares.
I went to Albania.
No. Just rewind. Rewind that sentence.
I went...
No. How would you say that backwards? And then it's like...
No, it's...
Nice.
Near Al.
Yeah.
10...
As I was saying, we didn't actually discuss what you got up to last week because I just forgot.
You did forget.
I had a headache all of last week. I think it's because I've just been spending too much time with you and you are my most stressed out.
I think it's just because you're old goose.
I'm old and fat.
Yeah.
So Taylor, you can talk to us about what you did last week as well, if you like. What have you been up to,
fella?
We'll
be all day.
I can't remember.
What have I been up to?
Hello, your name is Taylor.
Let's start with the elephant in the room.
What, Taylor?
Alex?
Taylor?
No. I mean, I know he's put on some timber,
Shut up.
I didn't know he had a trunk that big.
I'll give you it. It's big and it's green.
Mm. Oh.
Mm.
Big Pete.
Significant Peter.
So, go back a little bit. Who is Significant Peter and why do you have Significant Peter?
Big Pete is our Land Rover camera car.
Yep.
That we've had for what?
It's not ours. It's actually yours.
Well, it was ours.
Yeah.
Well, it belonged
mine.
To you.
Yeah.
It belonged to Auto Alex. Yep. It was a camera vehicle. And then you spent £15,000 on Big Pete.
Was it that much? I think all in, I was about up to a 10, maybe.
No, it was 11, more than I think. That.
Was it?
It was about 11.
I just spent a disgusting amount on a car that kept on breaking. And I was like, you know what? I'm done.
And then when we went to the Nürburgring, it needed a torque converter.
Mm.
And you were like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm selling it.
Rory agreed to part off of you.
Yeah, how did that go?
It lasted about 5 minutes.
It broke on the way back, so I returned it under warranty.
It didn't break.
Right.
It literally did break.
What broke?
The brakes.
The brake seized. I still haven't changed the brakes.
The brake seized.
I've done nothing to the brakes.
Well, that's probably why.
Anyway, what we're saying is that Rory pussied out on a great deal.
Because
you're a little bitch.
No. I think you can now agree.
What?
I did not pussy out on a great deal.
Well, you did.
No, you did.
Because you're like, I want a boy. I really want it. And they were like, okay. And you're like, oh, shit, I've got a boy.
You regretted it from the moment you agreed to it. So you backed out.
Yeah.
Right, which is fine. I then stepped forward because my X5 at the time, Brick, was broken. Yeah. And I was sort of done with Brick. And I was like, I can't be arsed anymore. Mm. So I thought, okay, I'll buy Big Pete.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I had to pay more than Rory.
Oh, yeah. That's because he's useful. You're not. You just come here late and you eat all my food.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I?
And you take the piss out of my vehicles.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do you want to just recover over what you just said?
You?
Turn up.
Yeah. Late.
But do I?
No, before you.
But when? Today?
Yesterday.
Every single day this week and the majority of last week, I turned up before you.
That is true. You cannot even say that.
Have you been evicted from your mum's house? Has she thrown you out?
No.
And you actually sleep here?
No.
Is that why you smell?
And secondly, I eat all of your food.
Yeah.
Who's bought lunch for pretty much the last 2 weeks straight?
That is true.
What'd you call me?
That is true.
Mm. What'd you call me?
Answer the question.
I bet you expense it.
No.
Have I expensed it?
Have you seen it on your invoice?
Yeah, you probably sneak it in there somewhere.
No.
He puts it under fuel.
No, that's something you would do, Rory.
Well, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a bad idea, actually.
Shut up.
No, anyway. I got the card now.
Do you want to reevaluate that sentence that you just said?
I'm sticking with it. I don't care what you're saying.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't care.
Just to clarify, everyone, Alex turns up late and eats all of my food.
Jesus.
But yeah, Big Pete. So I bought Big Pete for more than obviously what Rory agreed.
Well, I've got to make a mark. I've got to make a drink.
I've learned
from you.
Yeah.
Got to make a drink.
For some reason, you've got to make a drink, even though I always sort you out with deals and I'm the one that always gets done over. But that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll gloss over that.
How's your free trailer?
I bought... Do you know what? Woodford done me a deal on that.
Did they?
Very much.
Did they do you a deal?
Or did they do me a deal on that?
Right. Okay.
So,
after
a few thousand miles, I took Big Pete to Tom Lemphill.
Yeah.
Because... Big Pete needed a torque converter because it was a bit slippy. It was still drivable, but it was a bit slippy and not very happy. Mm-hmm. So I said to Tom, let's put a new torque converter in it.
Lovely.
While you're there, refurbish the gearbox.
Job done.
It all done properly. Yep. I want it warranted. I want it spot on. Lovely, lovely.
Yeah.
You know, get it done properly. Do it once, do it right. Because I wanted to use this car, keep it, and I wanted it to be reliable.
Yeah.
I've done 8,000 or 9,000 miles since the box was done.
Yeah.
And I was towing Phil the other day.
Yeah.
On the way back from petrol hedonism.
Yeah.
So this was actually over a week ago now.
Yeah.
And I was pulling away from the roundabout, literally up the road, actually. And I heard this almighty bang. I say heard. Yeah. I felt it as well. There was an almighty bang. And I just lost all drive. Anyway. So I was at the roundabout up the road.
Yeah.
And put your phone on silent.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah,
how old are you?
Yeah.
You're so old.
Well, it's just in case Rhiannon gives birth, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, shit.
Went to pull away. I had Phil on the trailer.
Yeah.
I was probably 50 to 75% from
miles an hour.
I wasn't flat out. I was just pulling away. Almighty bang. And I mean almighty.
50 to 75% throttle.
Yeah.
So you're just giving it some.
No, not really. I just...
The 75% throttle was nearly flat.
It's a slow vehicle.
You're pretty much flat.
I wasn't flat. All right, I was 50% throttle.
All right, okay.
I wasn't 75. So anyway, pulled away from the roundabout. I got to about 5 or 10 miles an hour, if that. Almighty bang, in the middle of the roundabout, no drive.
Yeah.
Couldn't go in reverse.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. I managed to get it recovered by Jamie. I got it pulled into a hotel up the road.
Yeah.
Stayed there overnight and then got it recovered to Tom Lemphill in the morning.
Yeah.
It's been at Tom Lemphill's for a week or so.
Yeah.
I and Tom thought it would be the transfer box, which is quite an easy fix.
Yeah.
You know, pop it out, pop another one in. It's easy. It's not.
Oh.
It's the output shaft on the gearbox at the back of the gearbox. It's completely sheared in half.
Which is a thick old shaft.
You just had service.
Rebuilt. Yes.
Oh, well, it's under warranty, isn't it?
Tom's saying that the company that refurbished the gearbox won't warrant it because it's not a part that they changed. So I've just spent over £2,000 on a gearbox.
So all your lovely internals of your gearbox are all working lovely and fine, but the thing that like sends the power from the gearbox to the actual rest of the transfer box and stuff is gone.
Yes.
So and can't to, you just get a new shaft?
To replace that shaft, you have to remove the gearbox and completely disassemble the entire gearbox because it comes out the front.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
So what's the plan?
I don't know. Scrap it?
What? But you can't scrap it. You're too deep into it.
You've
just got to sell it to another
idiot. I am over £6,500.
I think you're just going to have to stick a used box in that and just take the hit.
But I don't want... If I put a used gearbox in that car, I'm selling it. Oh. I won't keep it. I refuse to keep it.
How much do you want for it? I'll give you 1,500 quid.
No, I will sell it, but I'm not selling it for that much. No, that's stupid.
Come on, hold out your hand.
No.
Go on.
I'll swap it for something.
Yeah? I've got a multiplier out back there. You can have that.
No.
Yeah, I'll
swap it. I'm not taking a massive loss on that car. Yeah.
No, that's
all right. All right.
Because I've lost loads of money this year on stupid decisions.
What? What do you mean? What?
We'll swap it.
Right, okay, that's a good deal.
We'll swap it for the KN.
No.
No, I like the KN. The KN is a far better car than that.
It's, yeah, no, I'll give you that.
It's not as good for filming.
No, the Big Pete is still the best film car. You can.
Yeah, when it works.
Which so far,
it's not great.
It has managed to do every single trip we've needed it to do.
Okay, until that one day it won't and it'll be the...
Well, that's where we need to get a Discovery 4.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing
Discovery.
Okay, so you're going to sack off Big Pete.
Yeah.
And then you're going to replace him with something?
No.
Because you know what's back up for sale.
Brick is back up for sale.
Brick. Brick, your X5.
Yeah.
Your old X5.
That's the car that everyone knows you
but
for.
But isn't this the whole car that caused you to hate SUVs?
I've just always had bad luck with SUVs. Literally always. Yeah, the first SUV I ever had was a Discovery 2. And I kept going through exhaust manifolds on it. They kept cracking or shearing off or whatever. Constant issues with it. It had a small stage one map on it. It wasn't mad.
Okay. Pops and bangs, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, pops and bangs. No, it didn't. And then I had a problem with the gearbox on that as well. And then the transfer box.
Need to stay away from Jaguar Land Rover products.
And then I went from that to... What did I get after the Disco 2? So, I went from a Discovery 2 to a Range Rover.
Okay, how was that?
I loved my Range Rover.
Yeah.
I bought it at two owners, full Jaguar Land Rover service history.
Reliable?
It was mint.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted 3 weeks. And I was driving it genuinely normally.
Yeah.
I never used to thrash that car. I had no need to whatsoever.
Yep.
I was driving it normally down a hill. It said restricted performance on the dashboard. Almighty cloud of smoke out back.
Oh, shit.
Coasted it down a hill. And I shit you not, there was 2 litres of oil on the floor underneath the engine.
Oh, shit.
And one of the turbos had failed. It got sucked into the engine and blew the engine up.
Oh, God.
I paid 10 grand for that
car. What?
Yeah. After that, I was in a bit of a bad financial position.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
Do you want to hold my hand? Is that what you keep on?
And I bought brick.
Yay!
And I bought brick for £1,000.
Yep.
I had to borrow money off of my friend at the time.
Yep.
And I restored Chris. Chris.
Chris.
I restored Chris. No, I restored brick over Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
That year that I bought him. Because I bought him about this time of year.
Oh, nice.
And I spent so much time on that car. I replaced all the suspension, all the brakes, all the tires, had all the wheels done, bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Put Apple CarPlay in it.
Oh,
I did the lot.
Nice.
And I did it all myself because it was all on a budget and I polybushed the whole thing and it was really, really good up until it burst the brake pipe and I could never get the brakes to work.
Yeah.
I spent hundreds of hours on that car. It went to 4 different garages. It went to different specialists, absolutely everyone. And it sat with everyone for ages. And I got messed about with it for ages and no one could fix it.
Mm.
Literally no one. And in the end, I spent so much on it, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I sold it again for a loss. And then I got, what did I get after brick?
A Porsche Cayenne.
I got the Cayenne off of you.
Yeah.
Which, in all fairness, is the best one I've had.
That's brilliant. Yeah, brilliant
car. The manual Cayenne, I shouldn't have got rid of that. I do regret that. That was a fantastic vehicle, but I did a lot of mileage in it, and it was really uneconomical.
It's juicy, isn't it?
It used so much fuel. It's unbelievable.
However, you say that, it's uneconomical, yes. But it's reliable.
Yeah, it was reliable. I do regret getting rid of that. It was a really good vehicle. So I then got rid of that.
And then you got Big Pete.
I got Big Pete. And at the time, I was a bit unhappy with Big Pete because there was a few issues.
Yeah.
So I bought a Porsche Cayenne Turbo.
Yeah, that was good.
And it had an exhaust blow.
Yeah.
So it went in for the exhaust blow and then the engine seized randomly.
There is a few things I will point out here. You're saying that SUVs you've had bad luck with. I would argue that you have maybe caused that bad luck.
In what way?
Land Rover. BMW? Porsche? Land Rover? Porsche?
Give me an alternative.
Toyota.
If you say Toyota Land Cruiser, I'm not interested.
Well, no, what's wrong with a Porsche Cayenne? I will not have a bad word said about it. We've got our Cayenne that I paid £400 for, 260,000 miles.
Porsche Cayennes
are the best. Yep. I just got really unlucky with my
They are not known for it, though.
I got unlucky
with
my
Turbo.
Well,
you bought a Turbo as well.
Yeah, I
bought a Turbo. If you want to get a good tow car that, yes, is juicy but very reliable, get yourself a Cayenne.
But I really did like that Turbo and I really wanted it to work and I was so gutted when it didn't. So, again, I lost money on that. And then I decided to obviously do the gearbox and torque converter on Big Pete.
Yeah.
And now I'm at a massive loss again.
So, question. Brick is up for sale right now. Would you want to buy Brick back?
I would only buy Brick back if I knew that car was functioning and
but
the brakes
I've seen
worked.
In the advert that the brakes have been fixed.
I'm skeptical. I genuinely don't believe they're fully functional.
But
if they are, I'd be interested in it. If they're not, I'm not. I'm done. And I won't. Big Pete will be my last. I'm not getting another SUV.
Okay.
Unless I get a really good opportunity to buy one cheap, that if it does blow up, I can pop it in the bin and I won't be stressed about it.
Okay. But Taylor... Bricky Minaj.
I know Bricky Minaj, but I lost a lot of love for that car towards the end.
That's fair.
Because I spent so much time, money and effort on
it.
I
thought you'd be all over that, wanting to buy it back.
But it just caused me so much stress towards the end. And a lot of...
Where is it?
I don't know.
Is it not worth just...
I might go and have a little look.
Yeah. Because if the brakes are fixed...
Have you got the guy's number?
No.
Oh. Is it on Facebook?
That's on Instagram.
Oh. Do you want to just message him?
I did message him earlier and I said, are the brakes definitely fixed? Yeah. I'll see if he's replied.
Yeah. And then maybe we could bail him up and see if there's a deal to be done. A podcast.
No, he hasn't replied.
Oh.
That's probably because they're not definitely done.
But there he is, look.
There is Brick. There is Brick in a picture.
Oh, has that got 4D plates on?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God. You don't want it.
No.
Is it parked in Birmingham?
No, I don't know where it is. Okay. But yeah, so I'm done with SUVs.
Okay.
I just can't be honest. I genuinely think... It would be substantially cheaper for me to just pay a man to tow cars about whenever I need them moving about. I like having an SUV and a trailer. I really do like it, but it just costs a fortune.
Yeah, that's fair.
But also, you're out of the car selling business now, so you don't need to.
Is he though? What was he crying about? Not crying, he was like hollering about today. Oh my God, I've got a motorway account. Everybody?
I like
I've
looking.
Got a motor. You are going to buy something.
He does like
cars.
Looking.
I like
Do you
looking.
Know, him and Luke, I'm surprised they get anything done.
They don't get anything done.
They love a good look on the car.
The only
website.
Reason that Taylor gets in early is so he can sit his fat ass down on my chair, take my desk,
my
and
chair
be on
and my
motorway
desk.
And car
that
well,
is my desk.
Looking at shit cars.
I do. So we have a little bit of an office.
We've got four desks.
There's four desks.
Four desk spaces.
And Alex doesn't have a single one of them.
I actually don't know. I get in. I'm like, right, I'll stand in the corner again.
I've got my own desk and Alex hasn't.
Chris has got one. I've got one. Taylor's got one. Luke's got one.
Luke's got one, yeah.
Alex, no.
He has to stand up.
I have to stand up, yeah. Which probably isn't a bad thing, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I'm done with that. It is what it is. It's a shame. It really is a shame. But the fate of Big Pete is looking... The end is nigh.
Oh, shit.
Which I'm disappointed about because I was excited to do some bits
once
of that
you
car.
Fix this, there can't be anything left.
No, there can't be.
You have to draw the line. You know this. You have to draw the line.
Yeah. The line has been drawn. It's your turn. Buy Big Pete.
All right.
Because everything will have been done. Everything will have been done.
Yeah.
You won't buy Big Pete.
No, I won't.
You need to sell that Defender.
No, my Defender is the most reliable car I've ever owned.
Christ, that's unbelievable.
But it's factual.
Okay. What'd you call me?
What?
Rory, what have you been up to?
I went to Albania.
Yay! Okay, as for me...
What?
Also, I haven't finished.
Sorry.
Oh.
Am
I ever going to go to Albania?
That's other news.
Was Albania good?
It was good.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Taylor.
I also have some merch for sale.
Oh, yeah.
It's back on the Auto Alex shop.
Back on the shop.
So there are some TaylorMade Cars stuff on the Auto Alex shop again. Yeah. Because it got taken off for a little while, just some legal reasons.
Why is that? why did it get taken off for legal reasons?
Oh, can't really
he can't
say.
Talk about it for legal reasons.
There was a couple of contracts involved that, you know, we don't really speak of. But,
Which, so can back. I say, was nothing to do with us.
No.
To do with you,
but we did get involved.
Yeah, well,
for good reason.
Yeah. Yes. We had to help someone out, didn't we, Tay?
Let's just say I made a poor decision.
Let's just say this is why you just need to stay the hell away from business.
Yes, I've fixed that decision. I threw a lot of money in a wheelie bin.
You did, yeah.
And now the stickers are back on the shop.
Fantastic.
So if any of you could buy those to help me be able to,
buy his stickers.
Please buy Taylor's. Yeah. Look, you can use the code 20% off as well and get use the code Jeff. And get 20%
off.
And buy some stickers.
One day, Taylor will have to reveal that story. And then everyone listening to this will be like, you didn't. You utter moron.
I did, yeah.
You absolute pillock. What were you thinking?
Yeah.
That might happen.
But in the meantime... Go buy stickers.
Go buy stickers.
They go a long, all they go a long way.
You're going to have to buy 13 years worth of stickers, aren't you?
But yeah, over the last...
Those are the most expensive stickers he's ever bought. Oh,
yes, they are, yeah. That's very, very expensive.
Jeez.
But yeah, that's been getting me down and stressing me out over the last...
But you're out of that.
Do you feel very relieved, 6 to 8 months? Actually, now?
I do feel relieved.
Yeah.
I did throw a lot of money in a wheelie bin.
You did, yeah.
Which is disgruntled me.
You filled it right up.
It was enough money to buy a really, really nice E60 M5.
Or a Porsche Macan.
I threw it literally all in a bin, which is very interesting.
You have learnt a lesson, haven't
I've
you?
I've learnt a very expensive
What lesson have you learned?
Not to throw money in a wheelie bin.
Yeah.
Or just ask people before making really dumb decisions.
I've learned not to sign contracts.
Have you?
Okay,
that's really good news. That's great news.
Just don't. Yeah. If anyone gets offered a contract, just don't sign it.
Just be honest and say, sorry, I can't read all right.
Yeah, I'm just say, sorry, I can't sign this. My pen's out of ink.
Yeah, exactly.
I do feel relieved.
Good.
It did get me down over a lot of months and I went through a lot of shit. And obviously you two experienced, I was quite demotivated for a period. Mm. And that showed in some videos a little while ago. And we had a discussion and you guys nearly sacked me, obviously.
We had a blowout. And, not your kind of blowout.
Yeah, and we were all a bit on
edge,
weren't
we?
Yeah, and now we're a lot better.
Yeah.
And now I've fixed this, we've fixed our shit and, you know, we're it just goes to show.
Yeah.
Have we?
Apart from Rory, he's fucked. But it just goes to show.
Rory does need a full restoration. He needs a right.
I'll drive to Wales again and cook the stir fry.
Drive into the sea this time.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But I did try.
It just goes to show that, you know, behind what we do still have to deal with shit.
Yeah.
And we do still have hard times and difficulties in life and
Indeed.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, we are human. It's easy to forget. We are human. We do make mistakes.
Mm.
And we do buy Porsche Macans and upset everyone. What?
We do too many V2 episodes on BMWs upset people.
Or we buy the same car twice.
Yeah. Apologies for all the BMW content recently. It's tough shit. You will get some more. but apologies.
Yeah, no.
Not that sorry. Just enjoy it and stop fucking moaning.
What you got going on this week, Taylor?
What have I got going on this week? So we're filming with our hot hatches.
We are.
Obviously, mine will dominate all because your two is a shit.
No, I've revealed mine to you today and you were very impressed and very, very nervous.
I wasn't impressed. It's full of water.
It's full of water.
It's
we're
rubbish.
Taking our hot hatches to Horsham Developments tomorrow morning. We're going to dyno them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to find out whose is the most powerful.
Which is fun. We're doing that. What else?
Your Alpina.
My Alpina. My Alpina. I've just got my Alpina back from Viking Detail.
Yeah.
Brian and Robin have spent a whole day detailing it and put a 3-year ceramic coating on it.
Yeah.
And they applied the Alpina stripes down the side.
And they're straight.
And they are straighter than I am, in fact.
Yeah.
And they look absolutely fantastic.
It does look
the
good.
Car
it has transformed it.
Amazing.
Well
I love
done.
That
well
car.
Done.
I'm absolutely over the moon with it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive the Tesla home tonight.
Okay.
Because there's mud on the road down there.
Right. And it's a 3-year ceramic coating.
I don't want to get it muddy. So just going to leave it there. And if you don't mind, I'll just...
It's a 4x4 as well, so you'll be safer.
Yeah. I've been wanting to take that car home ever since we got it. I never had because Josh nicked it.
Yeah, and your Alpina as well, it's only a 320D, so it probably won't make it through the mud.
No, it will spin. It will spin out and crash.
I do think you're going to drive that Tesla and realise how slow your 320D is there.
Oh, I don't care. I like my 320D.
Okay.
I just like the way it drives. I like the way it feels. I like the gearbox. I like the pedals and the steering. Love the stereo. It's got good stereo.
Oh, yeah.
I just really like it. And also, I went to move the Tesla earlier. Pardon me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Sorry, are you all right?
That just came out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
I went to move the Tesla earlier. Yeah. And it stopped and put itself in park. I was like, I don't want
you
this.
You have to put the seatbelt on.
Yeah, you
go when you're moving.
It won't let you drive without the seatbelt.
This is why I like my 320. But yeah, that also, my Peugeot 205 GTI is currently in at Prism, not Prism. It's in Waltham Abbey Crash Repairs.
Yeah.
Having the front valance painted.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm going to bring it here, do a video on it, and I'm going to zhuzh it.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to fit some very cool bits to it.
Very nice.
And also my Mini Cooper S, Minge.
Yeah,
is Minge. Here at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing bits on that. And finally sorting out the thing that caused the engine to blow up.
The driver. And that will be on the V2. Mod.
Yeah, that. Good. And that will be on the V2 episode as well.
Happy days.
And yeah, I think that's about it. Oh.
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 My podcast is live on Road to Success.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you listened to it yet?
I have. I listened to it.
No, I haven't.
You haven't? I
haven't had much time.
What did you? How did he come across?
Oh,
it's just terrible.
Very, very bad. That's the first time I've ever done a podcast on my own.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it shows.
Yeah, I'm very unprofessional.
Yeah, very
unprofessional. I feel like I was waffling for a bit.
You were.
Mm, I do waffle.
To find out, you got to go check it out.
Yeah, so Road to Success.
Yeah.
Does he discuss any contracts in there?
No, but I signed them.
They were all
long term.
Yeah, okay.
Nice. Very expensive as well. Yeah. So I buy my mouth. What have you guys been up
to? Rory, how was Albania?
I went to Albania.
You went to Albania?
Yeah, it was my mate Rich's stag do, and we went to Albania.
Nice. Albania?
Yeah.
Albania.
I didn't realise Albania has a massive car culture.
Does it?
I got recognised at the SIM card shop as soon as we went through the airport.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, bit random.
They must be desperate for content now.
I think they are.
Wow.
But yeah, literally, you can tell it's a country that has not had a lot of money for most of its life. And then in the last sort of 15, 20 years, it's had a massive influx of money coming in, mainly from the Germans.
Really?
Which shows in their cars.
Oh, lots of German cars.
Oh my God. I don't think I've ever seen so many G-Wagons, Maybachs, BMWs, customized. Are you all right?
Sorry.
Did it go down the wrong aisle?
It went down the wrong aisle.
He was so surprised about the Germans.
It's the Germans!
The Germans giving money to a country.
No, they do that quite a lot, actually.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, they were genuinely such a lovely place. Like, it's got the food there is...
Oh, yeah. What food do you get?
So the food is Greek sort of, like lots of meat. So it basically, the guy in the restaurant that we ate at, he was going, in Albania, our food is meat. And it's apparently because they were a communist country, they didn't have meat. So then when they I think it was about 20 years ago when they finally got democracy and everything like that, they went, what should we do as our delicacy? And they went, meat.
Meat.
So literally, you order your main meal and if you order a steak or some sort of grilled kebab sort of thing over there, you just get the meat. There's no added bit to it. It's just a plate full of meat.
Is it good flavor?
Oh my God, it is amazing. Ooh. It is amazing.
Is it like char-grilled meat? Do they barbecue lots of stuff?
Yeah, it's it's all of that. But yeah,
I like meat.
Really. And then we stayed in this big old...
Sorry?
What?
I like meat.
Oh, do you?
Okay.
In great quantities.
Really?
Oh. In and around my mouth.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
Make of that what
Maybe you
will.
Should go to Albania.
I would love to.
Yeah, and then we had this massive villa, which was, I think there was 13 of us, and we were just chilling, and it had a pool. And
what are prices like in Albania? Say if you wanted to go for dinner and a couple of drinks.
Cheap.
How much? Really?
Yeah.
Not Thailand cheap?
Nearly. Oh. Yeah, so it depends on where you are. If you go in the central restaurants, which are very touristy, it's still cheap, but it's not, you're looking at £3.50 for a pint. And sort of your average meal is about £8-9.
Okay.
You're slightly outside of that. Your average drink is a pound.
Oh.
And your meals are like about £3.
Oh,
that sounds nice.
That does sound good.
And then we stopped off at this, I don't know, we were a bit drunk at this time and we were heading to a bar and we just couldn't be bothered. And there was this old man with a fluorescent lit cafe sort of looking thing. Like it was just had some plastic chairs on the outside. Reminded me a lot of Vietnam. Actually, Albania reminded me a lot of Asia, actually.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we went and sat outside. We were the only ones there. And next thing, this guy is just feeding us alcohol.
And
he's coming over with this, I think it's Reke or Ricket or something like that, which is
Reke.
Reke. I can't remember that. But it's their spirit. It's 50%.
Oh my God.
And this man was filling up this bottle and then he was pouring it in. And then he'd go back behind the counter, grab this big industrial tub of car cleaning stuff that it looked like, put the funnel in and then pour it back into the bottle and then come out and keep giving us more and more.
Right.
Brilliant.
So we spoke to him, apparently he homebrews it.
Okay. So you were drinking white spirit from some old man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. It was amazing. Yeah. Really good weekend, actually.
Good. Good destination for a stag do.
Yeah, I really would recommend,
actually. Do any go-karting?
No.
Do you mean go-karting?
I mean go-karting, yeah.
No.
I mean like go-karting. Yeah.
No, we were meant to do quite a few things, but then I think everyone I've got a bit too drunk in the night before and then just ends up just chilling, fair. Really.
Yeah. And you're all old as well.
We are getting a bit older. So,
yeah, you've got to slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it, really. That's what I've been up to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, as for me and my buddy Gareth, we took our two old motorbikes to a place called, it was the Adventure Centre, BMW K75 and the Bandit, and then we went off-road.
We are not going for the third time.
I thought I'd try and sneak it in.
No.
Just sneak it in.
You know what? I thought you were talking about your other motorbike story, and I was like going...
What other motorbike story?
I mean, I wouldn't have classed that as an old motorbike.
What motorbike story?
Your Cafe in a Machine trip.
I have seen...
Oh, yeah.
...about 100 clips of you running through Cafe in a Machine, pushing a motorcycle.
Yeah, so this weekend, Rianne, my wife, and Amelia, my daughter...
Did you?
And
Did you really?
I think he had to think about
Did
that too
really?
Much.
Look, I'm a new dad.
Did
right?
you really?
It's just
you
know
forget
what?
Your daughter's
you know
name.
He so wanted to say Brenda.
It's like I had like Brenda Amelia just rolls off the tongue. When you have to go, get rid of Brenda, get rid of the beef, Amelia. Okay, yeah. So yeah, we went up in the McCann in Mark to Gareth and Aurelie's place.
Oh,
yeah. What?
Ree's been in the McCann
for the first time. She sat in the back. Yeah.
Did she like it?
She actually really likes it.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
She likes the power.
The power, baby.
And Amelia was like, look, she started crying a little bit.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, because Amelia can look through the panel roof.
Yeah, and Rianne was like, can you open the curtain? And I opened the curtain and then she just fell asleep.
Oh.
The baby, not Rianne.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like looking around, had a little vomit and then just went to sleep. Oh, nice. Fantastic. Yeah, so she likes it. And yeah, Maisie fits in the back nice. It's a good size car, but if it was any smaller, I'd be in trouble.
Okay. So it's pram and Maisie fits in the back?
Oh, no, we didn't put the pram in.
Okay. Would you
We fit- didn't need... I think sideways it could work. Yeah, okay. It can always be made to work. But I did have to have some stuff on the front passenger seat because obviously I had Rianne in the back. And it's all right. It's smaller than the F11, put it that way.
Mm.
If it was any smaller, then...
But how was... Because this is... You were saying, oh, you know, because obviously your commute is a bit of a boring journey.
Yeah.
Was that a bit... Was it a bit nice to do it?
It was quite nice because you come off, I think, junction 11 of the M40... And then you've got, that's a Banbury exit. And then you've got 20 minutes of twisty roads.
Oh, there's nice roads around there.
Yeah. Mm. And overtaking, oh, it's good. Hypothetically speaking. Yeah,
okay. Legally.
Legally.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fast. It's very safe. And yeah, I love that car. And Rianne really likes it as well. So we did that. I then got there. We got there on Saturday. And then Gareth and I jumped on his bikes. His Ducati 748 and his S1000RR Gen 3. I drove the Ducati to Cafe in a Machine. He drove the S1000. We got there. We had a little drink, had a chat with people, took some pictures, blah, blah, blah. Looked at some cars. There was some really nice tat there. There was an RS6. It was lovely.
Nice.
And I looked at that and I was like, oh, I've made a mistake.
Mm.
But I the tone limit and I don't need it. Getting a bar on that is a bit of a faff. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm happy. Mm. But there was an RS6.
Twin turbo V8.
It was really nice.
Maybe we'll borrow one for a bit.
We might have to
see what it's like.
Do you know what? I think an RS6 might be too quick though.
Do you think?
I think that would be lose your license quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think 360 horsepower and the McCann's plenty. Anyway, we walked around, spent about an hour there, and then we were going to go back for dinner, back to his place. I jump on the S1000RR because we swap bikes. He gets on. We're all like helmets on, blah, blah, blah. And then I try to start the bloody thing and it just won't start. And I'm like, oh, what's good? I'm an idiot. Like, how am I not able to start this bike? It's ridden here. Something's not right. And I tried to start, wouldn't start. And Gareth was like, oh yes, the battery's nailed. We need to maybe get a drum pack for it. And then this Polish man came over and said, hello, would you like a jump pack? I'm not going to do the accent.
I was waiting for that.
He got a jump pack, but you have to take the seat off. You need a Torx bit, blah, 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 so we can do it. Anyway, we rolled it up the hill. This is in the car park of Caffeine and Machine, the hill.
Yeah.
There are probably like 100, 150 people minding their own business. I then push Gareth down the hill. We try to start it. Bloody thing doesn't start. By this time, people have caught wind of what's going on. Oh, it's Alex and Gareth. Where are the cameras? Why are they being idiots? Why are they trying to bump start a superbike in a 50-meter stretch? So anyway, we push it back up again. And then I look around and then there's like 100 people just looking at us.
I've seen genuinely about 100 different clips
and
of
then,
this.
And then I push Gareth down and my little legs are going as fast as possible.
I saw that.
I don't even realise that I'm screaming as I'm going down. I'm like, and then the bike starts and then everyone goes, yeah! And I'm like, oh shit. And I look around, there's people actually in Cafe the Machine in the hotel room, like clapping.
Yeah.
People around by the tents clapping. Mm. Loads of phones out. And I was like, oh shit.
I'm
going to see quite a few videos of this. So yeah, that was fun. We had a really good ride back. And yeah, that S1000 is fast. I thought my S1000 Gen 2 was fast. His is next level. Like if you crash in that, then it's like poof. You just
what you call me?
Are you hurt? You just disappear into the ether.
Has that made you want to sell yours now then?
Well, I'm going to sell my S1000 anyway. I don't need a bike that fast, let alone one as fast as Gareth's.
Well, I mean, you don't need a bike because you don't ride them. But I agree, yeah.
Well, he rode his BM for a bit.
You're going to get hurt. You're going to get so hurt. I did ride my BM, yeah. I like that. And I went riding on the weekend. So shut your mouth.
Oh, not on your bike.
That didn't have my bike with me.
You could have. You got a tow vehicle. You could have taken it with you.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Shut up. What else is going on in my life? What's it say here? Amelia. Oh, Amelia, my daughter.
Jesus.
She's starting to crack a smile. They sometimes usually start cracking smiles at 6 weeks. She was 6 weeks yesterday. So she's like doing half smiles. She does it for Rianne, not for me. She doesn't recognize me. And I'm an absent father.
Yeah.
So that's quite exciting.
What?
I didn't hear you.
What?
No, say it.
What?
Don't be a bitch. Say it. You won't say it.
You won't say it.
You won't say it.
You won't say it. Tell me about it.
Oh, right. Hello, Edwin from Top Dead Center. I have to see.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be quite fun.
There's going to be a lot of noise.
There is. So Edwin has just come in here. He's been working on a car that I think he's become
How's
really
your S3?
Fond of.
How's your S3, Edwin?
Yeah.
No, but we do.
No, but we are talking about
You're
it.
Live on the podcast. Please say fucking bugger.
I've spent 7 days on it.
Edwin, what? Edwin.
He doesn't sound happy, does he?
He's very disgruntled.
Edwin, come over here. Come over here.
Come hither.
Hi. Have a little seat.
It's time to vent.
And vent about this. And vent about this S3.
Maybe take this away from me use it on myself.
Hi, Edwin.
Hello.
How's life?
What you've got going on?
Oh, we've got a podcast as well. So
have you?
Yeah, we're just going to do exactly
Fight
what you
me.
Do.
Fight
yeah.
me.
I'm just going to wait until you upload and then say the same script.
Oh, okay.
Into the computer. I'm in a bad place at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah.
How's the S3?
It's not going well.
Oh. How was the dyno with the S3?
Why?
The one that Will went to.
Didn't know you had to go there. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was supposed to be at a dyno on Monday, and it's now Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm not there.
No, sorry,
it's Tuesday today.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be at the dyno tomorrow now again.
Yeah.
Don't know that's going
to
happen.
Oh. Which dyno were you supposed to go to?
TRS up in Essington.
Because we're going to a dyno. We just bought cars and we just go to dynos because that's what you do. You buy cars that work.
I went to the dyno the first time.
Yeah.
But then I touched the car.
Okay, yeah, never touch the car.
So now I can't go on the dyno again.
Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
So do what I do. Buy rusty ones and then you pay a man.
That's, I quite like that idea.
So, you pay a man?
Go get Alex to pay a man.
Get Alex to pay a
man. Taylor, for people that don't know, how long would it take you to do an exhaust manifold on, say, I don't know, your Alpina? That's more tricky than normal car, but, you know, still doable.
I'd say, to get it off or
to get
off
it off and swap a new manifold in?
I'd say maximum 4 or 5 hours.
4 or 5 hours, yeah.
So that's not longitudinal, right? Engine.
Yes. Yeah. This is sideways.
Yeah. Well, for example, my R53 Mini in the unit.
Yep.
I took the exhaust manifold off of that. That's transverse, and the exhaust manifold's down the back, like yours. And it took me probably 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. That's about right. Yeah. Mm. So if you came to my dealership and you said, "Can you fix my Audi S3 manifold?" I would have said yes. I would then come to you with the bill and say it took 6 days of labor. That's how long it's taken.
But would you say, "There you go, sir, it's all finished"?
No, I'd say it's still broken.
Oh, it's still broken. Okay.
I just don't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
Which is why I've come into this unit, just burst in during a podcast, very sorry again, because I need an air hacksaw because I need to cut metal up.
Oh, you're actually cutting things up.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Nice.
Because I'm done with it.
Apart from that, they're good car.
Oh, a really good car. I would recommend if anyone needs it, please grab one.
Yeah.
Just don't change the exhaust manifold.
Just don't do anything with the exhaust manifold. Mm. Just leave the car, leave it in the bin.
Great. And before you go, Edwin, your podcast, tell us about it.
Yes, we've got a podcast coming. It's called Cream. Because, of course, it's called Cream.
Why is it called Cream?
Because both Will and I are big fans of 80s, 90s, and early 2000s hip hop.
Okay,
and
nice.
That same genre of music, loves cars. And one of the most famous songs is Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Mm-hmm.
But cash doesn't rule everything around me. Maybe you with your McCann. No.
Wow.
You just got mugged off.
Wow, I got properly mugged off there.
You've changed.
I'm not. Shut up. I'm cutting the electricity to your unit.
See?
You work by candlelight. See?
You might as well. Cash doesn't rule everything around us. Cars rule everything
Very
around
good.
Us. So that is the Cream podcast. We'll be much like this, talking absolute dross.
Yeah.
I don't know what words I can use on this podcast.
You say what you like.
All right. It's going to be shit. It's going to be, it'll be fun.
Okay. And when's that out?
Today.
Today is Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. Today. Yeah. Today is out.
What?
Today. No, I don't know today.
So you are actually competing?
I don't know.
Rory, we're taking these bitches down.
We'll take them down.
You have to ask Will. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm too busy wanting not to be around anymore. Okay, with this S3,
Do you want to just get in the sea?
Really? I really do.
All right.
I've been liking the idea of it, was it a long walk off a short pier?
Oh, nice. Okay.
That could do me quite nicely.
You could go with Rory.
You've told the story.
Go with
for a
Rory.
Story.
Yeah, go with
okay,
Rory.
Yeah, no, that's what I have been saying for a few days. I might join Rory in the Defender.
Yeah.
For a stir fry. Yeah.
But Rory just wanted to be alone, so I don't think he
knows
your
good
company.
Place. Right, I'll swap with you. Rory, here, let me have this back. Thank you very much for having me.
Bye,
thank
Edwin.
Apologies.
And good luck with your average podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he said I've changed, man. That hurts.
You have.
I have, but I don't like being told. It's very hurtful.
Well, do you know what? You need to be reminded.
You just got to look at it for face value for what it is. You
have got to look at it for face value for what it is. Yeah.
I'm back.
Bitches.
Okay.
I finished watching all of Breaking Bad. And I forgot.
Have you not watched it before?
I have.
Oh.
But I rewatched it because I'm so old, I just forgot the whole plot.
This is what you've been doing.
In the evenings.
We've been asking you to, help us do stuff.
So what have you asked me to help with?
I just make some content.
This is podcast 50. We should be celebrating this, not attacking.
This is not
me.
Podcast 50. This is podcast bitchy.
So is that what you've been up to, Rory? Just being in Albania. Oh, no. There was a little sly dad joke there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
How's life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you heavy breathing? Rory, you got something to get off your chest?
Maybe for another week. Let's just say we all have something very similar in common now.
What, we're all fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do we have in common?
How's your dad?
I don't know. I've never met him.
How's your non-existent.
Oh, that's funny.
Why?
Fuck. This has become very deep, dark, and dangerous. Should we move it on?
Anyway, let's get some stir
fry. It's actually quite good that I'm wearing The Andy's Man Club.
Yes,
I definitely need Andy's Man Club.
You actually probably should make a phone call.
I probably should.
Because you are going through some shit.
A lot of shit, yes. It will all come out in time.
Same.
Oh, shit. What? Sorry, what?
Same.
Oh, well, you'll come out in time.
But I'm already am.
Me and Taylor have decided, by the way.
Alex, you're
welcome to join
this,
us. But
oh, what? Are we all coming out?
In January, we're going to go to Vietnam for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
When?
In January.
Okay. That's my birthday.
Maybe we should go for your birthday then.
Okay. What? Am I just going to just leave my family for 2 weeks?
Well, if you can't, then it's tough shit.
What are you, Rory, what are you running away from?
Huh? Life.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, as a reminder, we are all human. We do go through some shit.
Yeah.
Are you going through some shit?
I am.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Right, also, stuff that I've been doing. Last week, I took Betty, my bus.
Oh, yeah.
Betty bus to Yorkshire Car Restoration. Drove Betty, well, I didn't drive, I towed Betty all the way up to Yorkshire, bastard.
How much £400 was left when you got there?
Most of it, actually, got there, and then Ryan was like, oh, bloody hell, there's a lot of rust on here, isn't there? And then we actually took a drill with a brush on it, and we had a little go on Betty, and the rust.
Is it bad?
It's quite bad.
Is it?
The body is very, very rusty.
Has it come off the chassis?
Yeah, partly.
Worse than his Mini?
No, probably not worse than his Mini. But there's a lot of fabrication that needs to be done. So Ryan is currently working on Betty. I think he's going to be starting this week, hopefully. I'm expecting a message from him today, actually, to come up with like a bit of a timeline, a bit of a schedule. Because I'd really like Betty to be ready.
Are you getting it painted?
Yeah. So that's something I want to talk about as well, right? I want Betty to be painted an interesting colour.
If you choose red, just no.
How about...
Not another red
colour. How about, right, I like Mazda Soul red, yeah? I also like green.
I was going to say green.
So how about half of Betty is red and the other half is green?
No.
So you want to make it look like a Christmas tree?
Yeah. So when, like, if I'm in lane one and I get overtaken, that person overtakes a green bus. Then I go to lane two and overtake and it's a red bus. And they're like, what? What's just happened?
No, Jesus.
That would be cool.
But does it not have to stay yellow?
Why?
Well, it
doesn't have to.
It's a bit quirky, isn't it, in yellow?
Yeah, but what, half red, half green is not quirky?
That's just, that'll end up looking like your trailer.
Shut up. Another idea I had, right, was get Betty sprayed like liquid yellow, you know, the Renault colour.
Oh, yeah.
And then two Mazda Soul red stripes.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I don't think I'd do stripes. I'd do like red accents, maybe.
I think it's got to be stripes. Because then it's the opposite of Phil. Like in every way. It's a big old bus. Different. Don't me.
What do you think, Tay?
He has got shit taste. You've got shit taste.
I do like liquid yellow, though. Liquid yellow is an amazing colour.
With red stripes?
Maybe a red accent.
How?
Red wipers.
Red wipers?
A red pinstripe down the side.
Something like that.
And then it's two little pinstripes, and then it sort of cuts off and it just says Auto Alex in nice italic writing and then carries on.
I actually really like that.
I quite like Ryan, we're going to have to reconsider.
Auto Alex Betty.
If you wanted to do it really proper.
Yeah.
Proper.
Oh, get a sign writer.
Then you get a sign writer to come do it by hand with a brush.
That would be.
Maybe they can do it. Maybe, or I'll do it.
No.
I'll stencil it.
No.
But yeah, that'd be cool. And then Betty's getting PD swapped.
Yeah, I still don't know why.
Because
we've never had any
reliability.
Longevity.
No.
Every PD engine we've had, apart from Miles, which isn't really a PD.
That's not a PD. That's a pre-PD.
Guys,
they've always blown
guys
up.
What?
So someone has just walked into the background of shot.
Oh, hi, Juicy.
And you know, this is what happens when we work in the Auto Alex universe.
Yeah.
So Juicy has got some news for us.
What's he got?
Juicy, do you want to sit down?
Juicy.
You got to say your news.
Sweet ass over
you got
here.
To say your news.
What's his noose?
It's his noose.
What's his noose?
Say your noose.
What's
Juicy?
His noose?
Hello.
What's happening, Juicy?
What's his noose?
Oh, yeah. I'm going back full time next week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you quitting?
No, but I'm relocating.
Are you? Are you really? What are you moving?
I'm only about to my other job.
Oh, what other job?
With my trucks and stuff.
Oh, right. Full time?
Yeah.
Oh, so you had a conversation?
I have.
Have they given you more money?
They've given me a promotion.
Oh! What have they given you?
A senior now.
A senior?
Yeah.
It's because you're old.
Isn't it? Yeah.
How old?
Exactly. So you've quit.
So, Juicy, you are, well, you were, for us, like, part-time mechanic. Behind the scenes.
I was.
Sorting shit out. There's a list of shit cars there that you filled out. And then there's Juicy's list of shit that you've got through over there. So Ferrari, go through all that stuff, the 8 Series, blah, blah, blah. And you've done a fantastic job. But now you're moving on to greener pastures to do?
What I was doing anyway, just more of
They don't know what that is, man.
I follow electric trucks kind of around the world, fixing them in weird and wonderful places.
No.
Because they're always broken.
Yeah.
But
you literally do save the day all the time for that company, don't you?
Yeah.
Can you say what company it is or not?
Probably not.
Why not? But it's your job.
People can find out if they Google me, maybe, but...
No.
I'm not saying it on the podcast.
They would find very different things if they Googled you. Very different things.
There's a lot of porn with Josh in it.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, so many topless
Especially
selfies.
Especially on Instagram.
Oh, on Instagram. Follow Juicy on Instagram for topless selfies. Or if you like dungaree porn, then Juicy is
dungaree.
And not that I've ever posted a topless selfie with dungarees on.
You have, haven't you? Yeah! So you're for the, if you're into that thing, then follow Juicy. Oh, congratulations, Juicy. It's been a
fun
But
you'll run. Still see me on trips and stuff.
Good.
I'll be around for
trips. We still want you.
But just day to day, I won't be here.
All right, that's okay. But, and then maybe the bitchiness between you two will stop.
Bitchiness?
The sexual tension.
That's only between us.
Between you and me?
Mm.
Oh, okay. I missed it.
That's that. Why you keep eating all my food.
Yeah.
Because you're so sexually frustrated.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So you sexually eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I look at you and I'm like, what would Taylor want? And then I think, fatness.
A fucking sandwich.
A sandwich. So I'm trying to make myself into a sandwich.
Yeah. You're doing a good job of it.
Right,
you look
thank
like
you.
A jam sandwich at the minute.
Brilliant. All right, Juicy.
When did you last go to the gym, Alex?
Jesus Christ. That was Juicy, everyone.
That was Juicy's final words on the podcast.
This is the Auto Alex Abuse podcast. Episode 5, also the last podcast that we're ever doing.
Is it, I like everyone's walked in today, mugged him off and then gone out again.
Yeah. Right, that is me out. Shall we move on?
Yeah.
Let's move on. How long have we been chatting shit
An
for?
Hour already.
Oh,
long
my
shit.
Goodness. All right, okay. So, Craigo has written in and he's asking for some car buying advice. He says, hi guys, love the channel and podcast. Followed you all since day one. Oh my God.
Fuck me. What's that come from?
Oh, I feel so much better.
I nearly blew the mic out of his hands.
Sorry. I have a query.
Sorry. That's really funny.
He says,
what'd you call me?
He said, thank you, I was actually waiting for that. I have a query. Is it worth going to a car auction as a private buyer? I've never been to one. I don't know what to expect. I have a budget of around £15,000 to get two cars for me and my wife. Can you save a load of money by buying through an auction? And any tips on what to look out for and what to avoid? Or is it just better to get two cars the conventional way? Taylor, what do you reckon? 15 grand to spend. Should Craig, as a private buyer, go to a car auction and try his luck?
You can, but it's a big risk. It's a really big risk.
Is it though?
Yeah, it is a big risk because a lot of the times people chuck cars through auctions just to get rid of them. Because they've got a problem with them that they can't solve or this, that and the other. And it's the best way to just get them gone. And they get rid of them because they haven't got to deal with warranties or comebacks and stuff like that.
But you can drive it down the road though. And if it's not right or...
Not always.
No, not always. No, yeah.
So what you can do, if you buy a car through BCA,
yeah,
you can get a car that's something called BCA assured, which means it has some kind of warranty on it. So if it is faulty and is not as described in the advert, then you can bring it back or they will contribute towards fixing it.
Yeah.
But the only advice I have if you do buy a car for auction is just be extra cautious and really look out for, you know, pictures, any defects, not so much like bodywork defects, but sometimes you'll notice like, you know, for example, little things, don't buy a car from an auction that's got a full tank of fuel in it. Because if you're going to put a car for an auction, why would you put a full tank of fuel in it?
Well, it might have just forgot which day it was being collected.
It's because it's got something wrong with it and you're not driving it about, so you just want it gone. Little things like that.
Okay,
there's loads
of
little tips and things to look out for.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you go for an auction, try and get something with low owners, something that someone's maybe part X to get a newer car that they've had for years and years and years that they just want to upgrade.
Yeah.
So low owners is a good thing to look out for, like two or three owners.
Yep.
Obviously, make sure it's not got full tank fuel because it's probably got a gearbox problem. And yeah, just be extra, extra cautious with
it. So would you, as a private buyer, if you had a wife or whatever, I'm not judging.
Okay.
Would you do that? Would you go to a car auction?
Well, I love my wife, so I'd buy her a nice car.
Would you? What's your wife's name?
Mindy. Why are you laughing?
Mindy?
Mindy.
Come on, man. Mindy.
She's 82.
And she's actually got a penis.
I wish.
So what are we saying to Craig? Should he try it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
If you're going to go for an auction, though, I would say, look, if your budget was 15 grand, go with 10 grand. Like, put some money aside for repairs.
Go for it. Just don't give me a load of stick if it goes tits up.
But no, I would say lower your budget if you're going to... Because the thing is, at the end of the day, an auction, you're probably going to get a car for a third off retail, really.
Yeah, yeah. You get it for something called CAP, which is like CAP clean, CAP. You know, it's trade value, essentially. But BCA Assured is a good way to do it because you've got some kind of warranty on it. Be very vigilant, low owners.
Yeah. What do you think about sites like collecting cars? I got my Aston Martin through that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And that's got usually quite a detailed report on whether it's actually running and driving all right, on what's wrong with it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a way of going through an auction sort of thing, but also then still having a bit of reassurance of what you're buying.
Yeah. Also, if you buy a car through a Carwell auction, a motorway auction, or an eBay auction, when you go and collect the car, you can then look at it, and if it's not as described, or if it's knackered or something like that, you can actually say, I want to cancel this because this is shit.
Fair.
So that's another way you can do it as well.
What about, like, I think Craig is on about the really traditional auction, you know, where old men with straw hats go in a room,
raising a card with a number on it.
Yeah, get filled with like diesel particulates, and they put their hand up. Something like that.
Well, then you can look at the car in person. You can eye over it.
Yeah, but it literally just drives in front of you. You don't know anything about it.
I think it's risky.
I think that's too risky.
I think it's risky. Unless you're very mechanically minded and can do things at home.
Yeah.
I would say it's a bit too risky.
Yeah, Craig, stay away. Buy them the traditional way.
Or BCA, sure.
Or BCA, or one of those. But then you have to get the account and stuff. Don't you have to prove that you're a dealer?
I don't think you have on BCA. Okay. I don't think. You have a motorway and carware are a little bit more strict.
Yeah.
But yeah, BCA, I think it's a bit more easier to get an account with them.
Right. Greg, stick to Facebook Marketplace.
Don't buy anything off Copart.
No.
Even Facebook. To be fair, I think buying a car these days is just risky. I feel like because of the economy and everything like that, I feel like people aren't getting rid of their cars.
People are very dishonest when they sell cars.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like people are holding on to their good cars at the moment because they don't know what's happening with stuff and
everything. That's why I'm holding on to my Alpina. Mm. It's a good car.
The 320D.
But I'm selling Big Pete. Not a good car.
Not a good car.
He won't, say that in the description.
No, it's a good car.
Yeah, it's a good car.
Great car. Yeah. Very, very versatile. Green.
Yeah.
Very green.
Full tank of fuel as well.
Full tank of fuel. Yeah, come by it. Low owners. Come and get it.
Lovely job.
Great car. Very good.
Never been off-roaded or raced on track.
Never raced or rallied. It's one lady owner.
Rear seats never used.
Yeah.
No.
Never
towed.
Rear seat's never been used.
No, exactly. Brand right. Yeah. And then they'll be like, what's that oil stain in the bottom there?
I'll shit myself.
Oh, okay.
That's where the engine was in the back.
Yeah. Well, sorry, what?
What?
Nothing. right. Shall we move it on? 20 questions. Whose go is it? I've written down that it's mine.
It
was Taylor's last time.
It was Taylor's last time.
Yeah.
Then it was me before that.
It's me. I've got a car in mind.
Oh, God. Is it European?
I've not done any research on it, so this is based off my knowledge of this vehicle.
Okay, we might as well be going in blind then. All
okay.
Right. European? All
right. No.
Asian?
Yes.
Japanese?
Yes.
Daihatsu?
No.
Toyota.
No. Five. We're up to five.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Is it a current manufacturer?
Yes. Six.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you say, Roy?
Toyota.
Well, I just need to make it.
Is it a Mazda?
Seven. Yes.
Is it a two-seater?
Wait. Don't look at my phone. Don't. Wait. Wait. Get away. Get away. Get away. Wait,
what's up, Rory? You got bad back?
Yeah, I just got to lean back in this chair. All of a sudden,
what was the question?
To be fair, Alex has everything on 200% on his phone as well. Yeah, his eyesight's so
it's all
bad.
Zoomed in. Yeah.
My headaches have actually been getting quite bad.
Well, yeah, because you haven't had your eyes checked.
I have had them checked, and I need glasses, which is a problem. I don't have glasses.
Do you know why? It's
because
Rianne
has not bought me the glasses.
It's because you
spend
your glasses.
No.
It takes 2 seconds.
You spend too much time sitting looking at your computer, which is why you're not allowed a desk.
Yeah,
you're banned.
What
we said
is
it got two chairs.
But yeah, it has two chairs. Yeah.
Is it a two seater? I said
no. Eight. Oh. Mazda MX-5 is a band from the channel, by the way, for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, you've really
well, we've got one on the V2 coming.
Oh,
up,
shit. Right. Question eight. It's not a two-seater.
Is it pre-2000s?
Oh, for crying out loud.
You should know this.
Well, hold on.
Oh, I've got a bad back again.
Piss off. Wait.
Why would you pick a car that you know nothing about?
Well, because I forgot that it was my turn.
I bet you it's a pickup truck.
Wait. Hold on.
What's that Mazda pickup?
Right. What was the question?
No. Did they do a Mazda pickup with 4 seats?
Is it pre-2000s?
That's a good... wait. Hold on. Yes.
Is it a Mazda Bongo?
Why do you say that?
Because I'm asking, is it a Mazda Bongo?
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah!
Oh my god!
That was so easy!
It's a Mazda Bongo. I thought you'd give it a little bit of a go. Come on, man! Did we even get into double figures?
No! That was eight!
Jesus Christ!
Too good at this.
Bongo's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of bongo. I just didn't know if it was pre whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't good, was it? Because it was eight questions.
I thought I was bad with the Maloo.
That was 14 questions.
You did crap with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was fun. We've got an email from a friend called Oakley, and he says, "Hi, Alex, Taylor and Rory. Last night, whilst I was in the midst of bath time for the smallest member of the family, not his penis, that's his child, A notification pinged on my watch. A new video from Auto Alex had been uploaded. Your face displayed on the 1.78 inch screen, insert height joke here, sparked a genuinely joyous reaction from me, knowing I had 20 something minutes of pure pleasure waiting for me as a treat at the end of a long day.
That's nice.
The only other time I can recall such a reaction to a piece of media was back in the heyday of Top Gear, setting yourself up on the sofa with your favorite snacks at around 7:50 p.m. on a Sunday evening. What you've created, not only you three, but the wider Auto Alex Multiverse 2, is a rare treat and something we all really do appreciate. Your videos and podcast are a tonic to the stresses of a busy life. So thank you all." I just thought I would read that out.
Oh,
thank you very
really
much, Oakley.
That's really nice.
We like Oakley.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good. We've been talking for a while, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, we could go a little bit.
Okay, we can go a little bit. What do you want to talk about?
Well, should we talk on that?
What?
Well, should we talk about that?
I was actually saying the other day when...
I'll close my laptop now. We're off topic now.
I watched the last Grand Tour the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And I got quite emotional because I remember I used to come home from school and sit down, and my mum would do me a roast dinner on a Sunday, and I'd sit down at 8 o'clock.
Why were you at school on a Sunday?
No, I wouldn't. It wasn't at school. Was it? No, so I used to come home from school.
I used to church.
You can't pray it away.
Shut up. Right, just go easy, all right? I used to come home from school and watch it on Dave. But when it was not on Dave and it was actually out, I remember
Is this the TV channel?
No, no, he was on. He was on top of Dave. He was on top of Dave.
Goodness sake! I was at school, man.
What was it, Mr. Dave?
No, obviously not. Anyway, I remember on a Sunday, you've ruined my moment. You know? I used to come home and I used to sit down. My mum would do me a roast dinner, yeah, and I'd sit down and I would bolt my eyes to that television for an hour, and yeah, no one would be allowed to disturb me.
Yes, yeah, I was exactly the same.
And I was obsessed. And it's sad that it's come to an end, but yeah, all good things do come to an end.
Yeah, indeed.
And to be able to hear that we've, you know, been bringing people even a percentage of that kind of entertainment is very, you know, it's very humbling.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, it really is cool. Mm. And that's something that we've spoken about as well. There is now a void, a Top Gear, yep, Grand Tour void. Obviously, the Grand Tour is going to come back, but it won't ever be the same. And people do look to us as that kind of replacement. So,
yep,
yes, recent times, we've all had a lot of shit going on in our lives and we've dropped the ball and the content hasn't been good enough. We completely get that and we are going to change and we are going to go back to the challenges, to the adventuring, to the going abroad and breaking down and whatever else.
I think Poland was a bit of an eye-opener for us. I think, yeah, that is what we want to be doing more.
It
of,
is.
Really.
It really was is. It really is.
Oh, sorry. The first Nürburgring trip was the one that was the eye opener.
Yes,
yes, because Taylor, yes, was on that one.
Yes.
Do you know what it was?
Oh, yeah, Poland, yeah. Because he wasn't on there.
No, I wasn't on there. Do you know what it was for me? One of my favourites, Monaco.
Oh yeah, that was good. That
Monaco
was
good. In the Jag.
Do you know? Yeah. I don't think I've had so much fun with just such a simple video.
And two that we did, that and Paris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't forget the caravan as well.
Yeah.
No, but the caravan, there was a bit more pressure there. There was a bit more stuff going on. Like Monaco and Paris was literally, we got in a car and drove to a destination and just filmed the
And they were
journey.
The most simple ones as well. We didn't even have a camera car.
No,
it was
no.
literally us three in one single
yeah.
car.
Yeah.
That was good. And I'll never forget with the Jaguar one, we had to be diverted, didn't we, to yeah. Italy?
Yeah.
And I was in your jacket in the back, scrunched up, and I looked up. It was pitch black. And I look up, and there's Mont Blanc. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't make this up.
Illuminated by the moon.
Yeah.
It was completely bad. Clear sky. It was yeah. freezing cold. It's like -2 or 2 degrees, whatever yeah. it was.
Doing some nice speeds.
Doing nice speeds with speed. A V8 Grumble. Yeah. We had some banging 80s and 90s yeah. tunes on.
And then you remember the Italian man as well.
Oh, fucky offy. Yeah,
fucky offy.
That was one of the best trips I think we've been yeah. on, genuinely.
Yeah, but my point is, obviously, we've had the video of me showing off my McCann, blah, blah, blah. We wouldn't usually do that kind of stuff, but we've had to because we call it filler videos.
Yeah.
We call them filler videos because
they're quick and easy.
They're quick and easy, and we don't have to go away. We can shoot everything in half a day and edit it in 2 days. But that's not what we want to do, and we completely understand that's not what you want to watch, and that's not what we want to watch either.
No.
So we have been thinking long and hard about what we want to do in the future, which is those adventures, buying cheap cars, and really just getting a grip on those Top Gear adventures that we all love growing up. So we are going to be doing all of that stuff, spending loads of money, going on trips, and hopefully it comes good. And hopefully you enjoy watching it as well.
You say loads of money, about 50p on some shit cars and driving to some ridiculous places.
But your eating habits are just out of control.
Oh, it says you.
I think one of the ideas that we spoke about, which I if we could pull it off, it would be amazing.
Is this a Great Wall of China?
No, you have that obsession of Great Wall.
Yeah.
But no, it would be going to Botswana and starting our episode at the tree.
Kugu Island.
Yeah, and then sort of taking the mantle on from there, basically. Yeah.
That's one of the dreams. Another dream is
Vietnam.
Vietnam would be great. I really, really want to export my dream car, my 6 Series, to America.
Yeah.
And I want all of us to take our dream cars, which we have, to America and do a road trip in our cars on UK plates in America.
That would be cool. But is it attainable enough?
Sure.
From us, we are going to get back on the horse. We hear you. We read all the comments, and we will, you know, we will make sure that we entertain you better because that's what we want. That's what we'd expect as well, and that's what we're going to give you. We're back on it now.
But Matt's got problems, man.
How are you doing, Rory?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's get back on that horse, baby.
Jesus. All right. How long have we been chatting for? A while, right?
Yeah. Okay. 1 hour 20 now.
Right. I need to go home. I need to relieve my wife of babysitting duties so she can go and have a bath.
Yeah, as well.
No, you've got lots to do. You've got so much to do.
Do some shizzing.
Right. Okay. So, from us, thank you very much for not only listening to podcasts, but also supporting the channels, all of the channels, Top Dead Central, all the gear, V2. Us individually as well on Instagram, wherever else. We've done 50 podcasts. We love doing the podcasts. They're really, really good
fun.
We do,
yeah.
And hopefully we'll do another 50, another 100 in the future. And then we can also do a bit of a podcast tour. That is the plan.
Yes.
Yeah, we are looking for someone to do events for us. And then we can speak to you direct. And then you can actually give me like full on abuse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You deserve it. Oh,
yeah. Well, do you need any more?
Well, I mean, I can take it.
Okay.
I can take it. I'm just going to get fatter. So it'll be like water off a fat duck's back.
And also don't forget to buy my stickers because I'm skint.
You are skint, yeah, because you threw a lot of money into a wheelie bin.
In a bin, yeah.
Yeah, which we will talk about one day. Yeah. Maybe on a live podcast.
Maybe on a live podcast.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And then Rory can open up about your problems.
Yeah, many problems.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for the support as ever. Don't forget, if you want to get 20% off anything on the Autotelic shop, the first 50 people that buy something using the code Jeff, J-E-F-F, will get 20% off. So please, yeah, do that. Support us. Check out the podcast t-shirt and stickers. And we look forward to seeing you and listening to you with your eye holes and ear holes in episode 51 of the Autotelic podcast. Whatever you're doing, do it to the best of your ability and have a great week. Goodbye.
Bye. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.